Welcome to Health Styles. I'm Diana Mason, one of the producers of this program that's brought to you by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. How many times have you made a visit to a healthcare professional and left the room and maybe wandered out thinking, gee, I never got the answers to my question, or I forgot to ask about this, or I don't really know what I'm supposed to do now? Well, it's really a fairly common experience, and the takeaway lesson is that we need to be better prepared for these visits. And here to talk with us about how to prepare for that visit to a healthcare provider is Catherine Caney, a nursing systems specialist in the Department of Nursing at Gunderson Lutheran Health System in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on Health Styles today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So, Catherine, what is a nursing system specialist? I have to ask that.
My role as a nursing system specialist is that I oversee patient care across the continuum. Here at Gunderson Lutheran Health System, we not only have an inpatient hospital, we have an outpatient clinic connected to the hospital, but then we also have multiple rural clinics as well as small community clinics that span across Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And so part of my work is not only do I have an oversight for patient care, but also particularly nursing care delivery to those patients across the system, and then also supporting all healthcare roles. So
you know a lot about healthcare, and you know how challenging it can be to be a patient in these systems, but from a nursing perspective, but you also understand the challenges from a patient perspective.
Definitely. Even though I'm a nurse, I've been a patient, and as a patient, I have experienced clinic visits that have seemed inadequate, and not necessarily because of the healthcare provider, but more because I did not go prepared. As a consumer of healthcare, as many folks are, in fact, everyone is in some way, shape, or form a consumer of healthcare, we all deserve a quality visit with our healthcare provider, and we have to take responsibility to make that visit, be it a well visit or a visit that's follow-up after surgery, or whether it is a clinic visit for a problem. We have to take some responsibility to make sure that that time that you have during your appointment is both efficient and effective.
And let me just say that when we talk about a visit to a healthcare provider, we're meaning a physician, a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, or it could be a specialist, it could be an obstetrician, a nurse midwife, or another healthcare provider. We really actually are talking about any time you're visiting a healthcare provider. Is that correct, Catherine?
It is. It is. And in our system, and right now, with this time in healthcare, it is that we're seeing many more than just the doctor visit. It is any of those other roles. And in fact, at our clinic, like many others across the nation, we're also seeing a lot more nurse-only visits. So those visits might be where you're going in for a blood pressure check, or you're going in for education on tobacco cessation or nebulizer use. So it can be any of those roles, plus it can be a registered nurse as well.
So how do I prepare for the visit?
Before you go, I have some points that will be very helpful. And when I thought of my own visits, it really, if I would have prepared in those ways, it would have really made just a more quality and more optimal visit. One is you want to make sure when you're making your appointment with the scheduler, either that might be over the phone or it might be before you're leaving your visit, you want to make sure you know the time. So often we'll call for a follow-up appointment, or we'll call for an appointment for our annual visit. And how often do we ask, how much time am I going to be allotted with my health care provider? You know, when you go for a haircut or so on, you know pretty much how much time you're going to be in the chair, but we somehow don't know that a follow-up visit, you might only have 10 minutes. If it's an annual, you might have 30 minutes. Sometimes we don't have any conception of how much time our appointment time is. So that's the first step. I would make sure that you know what time amount your appointment is scheduled for. Then the other thing I would do is I'd start thinking about the things you want to discuss with your provider. So again, you have to be realistic, because we could, you know, you all have that vision of someone taking this long list, and that would be daunting to any healthcare provider if they saw a long list. You have to prioritize what is realistic in a 10-minute time slot, in a 30-minute time slot that you can bring up and prioritize. So again, this would be done not while you're in the exam room or not in your car on the way there, but before you are leaving your home or a couple days before. Think about what you want addressed during that visit.
So it's really a matter of thinking about what's most important. If I do nothing else this visit, what is most important for me to do? What do I want to achieve on this visit?
That's correct. And then, like I said, most of the time we passively go into our appointments and the healthcare provider has things that they want to share and discuss with us, and we take it all in, and then it's hard to formulate what we were thinking about a few days ago or what we were thinking about while we were, you know, during the exam. And, of course, we all get those white coat syndrome or nervous before our visit, so we might start forgetting what we actually were prioritizing. So writing it down, you know, putting it in your iPhone, printing it off or your computer, writing it down on paper, whatever mechanism you're used to jotting down your ideas with, make sure you go in planned with something documented. Because, again, if you think mentally you're going to remember it, I can guarantee that you're going to forget.
Do you take a list in now?
I do now, because I've been, and that's why I can speak to this, is because I, for years, would advise my patients to do this. I would talk to patients over the phone and just make sure to tell them, and then I would forget. And then what would happen is I'd come home, and I would remember, or as soon as the exam dorm room would, or the exam door would shut, I'd now start remembering. It would flood my mind of all the things that I didn't ask. So then either I would felt like, okay, now do I wait till my next visit? Do I get home and then call? But then you leave a message, then there's a delay. And so much of that inefficiency, so much of that frustration I felt, so much of that disappointment that I didn't really get the most out of that visit, I now will write down things that are important to me.
So sometimes we go on the visit, we ask our question, but we don't really understand the answer.
Yep, that's what point two that I was going to share, is that that's the other thing, is that make sure that you stop a healthcare provider if they're explaining something in terminology. As a nurse myself, I know that even when I'm talking to my family, I'll start throwing out some words that are my everyday language, but certainly not everyday language for the majority of our patients. We will use either acronyms or long words or make an assumption that they understand something we're saying. You need to stop and ask for clarification. Also, if not just the clarification, but if they're saying something that you don't agree with, or they're not ordering a test or so on that you think should be, you need to be assertive enough to say, I have to ask more questions. I am wondering why this isn't being done. Because, again, it seems like we can sit there passively as we're being told all this information. We're trying to absorb it and take it all in. And so if it's too fast or if it's not clear, don't hesitate to stop your healthcare provider and ask for clarification.
So what are your thoughts about having somebody go with you on that visit? Because we know that particularly if there are issues in the visit, if there is a surprise diagnosis or what have you, that it's really difficult to listen in a way that you retain. What are your thoughts about taking somebody with you?
I'm very supportive of that. I think it's a great idea. I think it would be then important to share your plan and your questions with who you're taking along with you. So they're also well aware of what needs to be addressed. So again, if you're absorbing everything that's being said and you're forgetting even to pull out your list, that they're there as your support. I also think it's really important because in this day of all the privacy and confidentiality, I think it's important when your healthcare provider enters the room to introduce who is with you and what your relationship is. Because oftentimes what could happen is there's assumptions that if you're female with a male, that's your partner, could be your brother. If it's, you know, it could be your daughter and they think it's your sister or neighbor. So again, it's really important to introduce what your relationship is. And then for efficiency, again, it's important to say anything that you share with me, my partner that's here with me can hear exactly what you're sharing. I have no concerns about privacy with my support system that I brought in. So again, we're becoming much more patient and family-centered with our whole delivery care system throughout the country. Very much emphasis on patient and family can mean anything in this day. It can be your neighbor, it can be a friend, it can be your roommate. Whoever you're bringing with you, introduce them, say what your relationship is, and give permission to share any information.
Yes, I think there is some challenge for healthcare professionals these days when there is a suspicion of domestic violence or abuse, and making sure that there is private time to ask the question, do you feel safe? But that can be handled in a variety of ways, including asking the person who's coming into the room to wait for a minute before coming in. But oftentimes, the person isn't even invited in, and it really is up to the patient to say, I'd like this person to come into the room with me.
Right.
So let me just refresh listeners that we're talking with Catherine Caney, a nursing systems specialist at Gunderson Lutheran Health System in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You're listening to Health Styles. I'm Diana Mason, and we're talking about how to prepare for that visit to a healthcare professional. So I've asked my questions. I think I understand my answers, but couldn't I be aided by tape recording the session?
That would be something that would be appropriate, but again, you definitely want to make sure that you ask permission before running a tape recorder, because there is sometimes some discomfort, but for the most part, there should be comfort with the healthcare provider shouldn't be saying anything or having a discussion with you that isn't appropriate to be taped to then be reiterated later. In fact, as our technology is expanding, as it is, there actually thinking of doing patient education with a patient in the room with the healthcare provider and actually not only tape recording it, but also recording it visually so the patient can go back home and be able to pull it up on their computer or their iPhone and actually see the steps of how to do home care. So it certainly is something that I would approach with your healthcare provider, letting them know before you begin taping that that is something that would be of utmost help, that they could bring up the information, especially when it comes to the education piece or the direction piece. When we think of simple visits, there wouldn't necessarily be a need for that, but if you're going into a diagnosis that is frightening to you with a whole regime that's forwarding, if you're going into a surgical procedure and you there's details of when you need to go in for lab and so on, and these are going to be hard details, and you're not necessarily one that can type fast or write things down fast, certainly asking permission to tape is a completely appropriate, and you're right as a healthcare consumer.
Yeah, I know there are some professionals who would not permit it for liability reasons, but I think you're right that if you have a good relationship and you're saying that I want to make sure I remember all of this, so I'd like to tape record this portion of our discussion, it certainly is something worth asking about. And I love the idea of actually videotaping some of this that the person can walk out with. It's mm-hmm. It's terrific. So I've walked out or I'm getting ready to walk out, and how do I know what to do? How do I make sure I'm clear about what to do?
Before the provider would actually even leave the room, I would make sure to summarize with them. So you know, especially again, if it's something that's more complex, to know the plan before you leave. If, for example, you're checking out and there's still some clarification that you suddenly think of, stopping at that point. I know from just being so involved with clinic visits and hospital stays and so on, once the patient actually gets home, it just seems so much more complicated to get clarification. You're leaving voicemail, you're waiting for callbacks. Sometimes it might be the nurse who can certainly help, but then they're trying to get the question routed to the physician or the midwife or nurse practitioner, and they're trying to get back to all of their voicemails and emails in between their patients. And so, again, it ends up being very complicated. So ideally, you know, look at your list, look at the things that you've jotted down, and if there's something that is still not clear, get clarification, and be able to know the plan before you leave. By knowing your follow-up visit, knowing when the time is that you will be seeing the provider next, knowing what medications you're on, making sure that whatever your handouts you've been given, that they're clear to you. So again, doing a quick overview of everything that's gone on and using it as one more time for a question if need be. Like I said, once you're at home or once you're driving home, you start thinking about these things that all happened. To get back to someone and then get all the answers, you'll get them, but it won't be necessarily as timely as you would like it to be.
So, Catherine Caney, we are talking about something that years ago was not really being discussed very much. And isn't this because the role of the patient or the consumer, I'm a little more comfortable with patient or client, the role of that person has changed, that we are in healthcare recognizing that it's not the healthcare provider or professional who should be driving the care, but rather the patient who should be in the driver's seat?
Yes. And I think what I've seen, I've been a nurse for over 25 years, and it has definitely been a shift in a shift overall, where patients before would come in and doctors and their the nurses, they would elevate them to a point where they would go in and everything that was said to them, they would just do. If there was any questions, they would often not get them answered because they didn't pose them. They were a more passive recipient of care, where I just see patients really taking on their own health care with just really much more assertiveness as well as much more awareness. We're seeing a much more knowledgeable clients coming into the clinic because many times they're on websites looking at a lot of different information that is presented on the web. They are much more open with neighbors and friends and colleagues and coworkers about healthcare concerns. So I think they come into their appointments with a lot more knowledge and a lot more point of view than, you know, opinion of what they want to see happen. In addition, I think the whole economic role of healthcare has changed, where we have higher deductibles or we don't we are paying for more of our visits, so we want to see more of what we're paying for. Years ago, when insurance often covered a lot of our clinic visits, we would go in and think, well, if we didn't get our questions answered, we can go back in, you know, a couple weeks and see the doctor again. And now I think we're definitely looking at our visits with our healthcare providers very critically. We're thinking about whether we really need to make that appointment, and then once we're there, we certainly want it to be optimal.
And with this changing role for patients in our healthcare system today, I want to share with listeners a great website that's called Taking Charge of Your Health, and it's been developed by the Center for Spirituality and Health at the University of Minnesota under the direction of Dr. Mary Jo Kreitzer, a professor of nursing there at the School of Nursing. And it's got a lot of really good resources. If you go to www.takingcharge, all one word, dot C is in center, S is in spirituality, H is in healing, dot U is in university, M is in Minnesota, N is in Nancy, dot EDU, you will go to their website. Again, it's www.takingcharge.ch.umn.edu. And there is, across the top, a bar that says Navigate the Healthcare System. And it's a really nice resource for various tools that people can use to really move into that role of taking charge of their health. But I want to thank you, Catherine Caney, for coming on to Health Styles today and sharing these really good tips with us about preparing for our next visit to a health professional. Catherine Caney is a nursing systems specialist in the Department of Nursing at Gunderson Lutheran Health System in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us with Health Styles today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've been listening to Health Styles. I'm Diana Mason, one of the producers of this program that's brought to you by the Center for Health Media and Policy. You can follow us at the center on our blog at www.centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. That's centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. Thanks for tuning in.